A couple months ago, while still playing the film festival circuit, an extraordinary documentary, one of the very best films of the year, opened theatrically in the United States. It now slowly is making its way into theaters. I saw it this past fall at the Toronto Film Festival and discussed it in detail. And I want to cite it again because it is well worth spotlighting as it becomes increasingly available to audiences. The film is titled Stories We Tell. Its director is Sarah Pauley, and it is a revealing, brutally honest biographical film. It must be noted here that Pauley is the product of a show business family. Her British-born father, Michael, is an actor of renown. But the centerpiece of Stories We Tell is Pauley's mother, Diane, an actress and casting director who contracted cancer and died in 1990 when Sarah was 11. Not surprisingly, Sarah seems to be haunted by the memory of Diane. She wants to understand who her mother was, and if you are a filmmaker, one way of accomplishing this is by making a cinematic inquiry into Diane's life. And so, early on, a color headshot of an adult Sarah is followed by a black and white image of Diane, which serves as a visual and, if you will, spiritual link between mother and daughter. Pauley uses period television footage, reenactments, and interviews, which she refers to as an interrogation process, to tell her family's story and Diane's story. Our first impression of Diane is that she was a vibrant soul whose smile and presence lit up any room she entered. And one might say that Stories We Tell is Pauley's effort to keep her mother alive, to keep her in memory. But then Pauley begins asking questions that, to put it mildly, are gutsy and provocative. Was there more to Diane than her cheery presence? Was she truly happy and fulfilled in her marriage? Did she have extramarital affairs? And in particular, did she have them while appearing in a play in Montreal? And finally, did one of these liaisons result in Diane's pregnancy with Sarah? In other words, is Michael Pauley not Sarah's biological father? In a general way, Stories We Tell is no holds barred as it deals with the issues and frustrations existing between married adults. But what separates it from countless other films that spotlight this theme is that, first, it is a documentary, and second, it is a story that is so personal to the filmmaker. And not surprisingly, this theme of shifting affections is ever present in the fiction films that Pauley previously directed. Away From Her, released in 2006, is the tale of an older woman who is afflicted with Alzheimer's disease. Her husband must deal not just with her entry into a nursing home, but with her growing involvement with another man. Take This Waltz, from 2011, is the story of an otherwise happily married 20-something who, through no fault of her nice guy husband, becomes romantically involved with another man. Now, I greatly admire Sarah Pauley for her choice of subjects in her films, and I was completely fascinated by Stories We Tell. This is a film that on so many levels relates to each and every family, and to one's family's secrets, whatever they may be. But while watching the film, I kept asking myself, is Pauley exposing to one and all what really is a private issue? And more to the point, what would Diane Pauley say about this film? Would she approve? Would she want her issues revealed on film for all the world to see? This, of course, is a question that can never be answered.